Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch toward the weekend and getting ready to enter the month of March. Man, I tell you, this year is really flying by. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday. Have a message from my book, Word That Choose to Live By. Have a throwback from our artist of the week, Justin Timberlake. And we're taking it back to 24 years ago, which is crazy to think about, when Justin Timberlake was with the group NSYNC and one of my favorite songs by them, Bye Bye Bye. You'll be hearing it here today. And in today's entertainment spotlight, this week I was joined on Conversations Live, the radio show, by bestselling author Ridley Pearson. We talked about his success and newest book, Kingdom Keeper's Inheritance. You hear part of that conversation today. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In Mississippi news, Jackson Water owes $6 million in outstanding invoices, raising concern over trust and reputation, judge says. Jackson Water has $6 million in outstanding bills and contractor invoices, but has only $73,000 in the bank, federal-appointed third-party Jackson Water administrator told federal U.S. District Judge Henry Wingate in a Tuesday status conference. The administrator said the budgetary shortfall is making it difficult for the company to pay contractors in an early and timely manner. The current time window Jackson Water has to pay a contractor is within 30 days, but the administrator said he would like to pay contractors for the completed work within 1 to 2 weeks. To settle payments earlier rather than later, the administrator said Jackson Water has reached out to the Environmental Protection Agency to receive approximately $10 million in grant funds. But since the end of December and into January, the administrator said Jackson Water has been in limbo regarding if and when the funds to pay off the balance would be allocated. In light of that situation, Wingate drew parallels to the city of Jackson's previous problems with delayed payments. Wingate raised concerns over whether the awful reputation Jackson has with paying bills would affect Jackson Water's ability to maintain trust with contractors and the city of Jackson. We can't set up a system without accountability, Wingate said. In response to those concerns, the administrator said the company is committed to maintaining a good reputation and strong relationships with their contractors and the people of Jackson. But without the necessary funds, the company is backed into a tough situation. That's not how you build trust. That's not how you build relationships, the administrator said. Carl Fingerhood spoke on behalf of the plaintiffs in the case, which includes the EPA. Since the grant process is complex, he said the agency would like to explore discussions further with all parties involved in the matter before any legal action is enforced by the defense. In national news, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell will step down as a Senate Republican leader in November after a record run in the job, says the Associated Press. Mitch McConnell, the longest-serving Senate leader in history, who maintained his power in the face of dramatic convulsions in the Republican Party for almost 2 decades, will step down from that position in November. McConnell, who turned 82 last week, announced his decision Wednesday in the well of the Senate, a place where he looked in awe from its back benches in 1985 when he arrived, and where he grew increasingly comfortable in the front row, seated afforded to party leaders. One of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter, he said. So I stand before you today to say that this will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate. His decision punctuates a powerful transition underway in the Republican Party from Ronald Reagan's brand of traditional conservatism and strong international alliances to the fiery, often isolationist populism of former President Donald Trump. McConnell gave no reason for the timing of his decision, which he says he's been contemplating for months, but he cited the recent death of his wife's youngest sister as a moment that prompted introspection. The end of my contributions are closer than I prefer, McConnell said. In more national news, Wendy's says it has no plans to raise prices during the busiest times at its restaurant. Wendy's says it has no plans to increase prices during the busiest time at its restaurant. The burger chain clarified its stance on how it will approach pricing after media picked up on comments by the CEO that the company would test features like dynamic pricing at restaurants. Companies like Uber have used dynamic pricing or surge pricing to moderate use by customers during the busiest days of the year or when drivers or cars are in short supply during the day. Prices rise and fall with demand using that business model. This month, during a conference call with investors and industry analysts, the CEO of Wendy's said, beginning as early as 2025, we will begin testing more enhanced features like dynamic pricing and daypart offering, along with AI-enabled menu changes and suggestive selling. In more national news, two men convicted of killing Run-DMC's Jam Master Jay nearly 22 years after Rap Star's death. More than 20 years after Run-DMC's star Jam Master Jay was brazenly gunned down in his recording studio, two men close to him were convicted this week of murder, marking a moment authorities had long awaited in one of hip-hop's most elusive cases. An anonymous Brooklyn federal jury found Carl Jordan Jr. and Ronald Washington guilty of killing the pioneering DJ in 2002 over what prosecutors categorized as revenge for a failed drug deal. And finally, in business news, U.S. economy grew solid 3.2% in fourth quarter, a slight downgrade from government's initial estimate. The U.S. economy grew at a robust 3.2 annual pace from October through December, propelled by healthy consumer spending, the Commerce Department reported Wednesday, in a slight downgrade from its initial estimate. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Here is to another day of tapping into your inner greatness. Allow it to overflow, not only in your life, but make a difference in those around you as well. Have a great Thursday. Justin Timberlake is our artist of the week this week. You guys have been hearing his new single, Drown. Before this throwback, just to show you his longevity, we're taking it back 24 years ago to 2000 when he was with the group NSYNC, and they released a song that had everybody talking, that being Bye Bye Bye. Here it is right here on Conversation Daddy News.
Gonna start a fight. I know.
We are part of my conversation coming up with best-selling author Ridley Pearson in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daddy News. For Conversation Daddy News, I'm Cyrus Webb with the Entertainment Spotlight. Best-selling author Ridley Pearson joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about his success as a storyteller and his new book, Kingdom Keepers Inheritance, Villain's Realm. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Ridley, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Cyrus. I love that introduction. That's great.
Well, there are so many things I got from this book personally, which some of them I can't talk about because others are just getting it. So we'll have to have another conversation later, Ridley. But I love the fact that you're able to show us not only the importance of storytellers, but also the stories that we've been able to grow up with and the impact they've been able to make. What has it been like for you to know the stories that you've been able to write and the impact they've made?
It was very unexpected. I didn't see it coming, but it's one of the great joys of writing for younger readers. And as you pointed out, I mean, it turns out that half the books that are bought by adults for themselves. But I had written crime novels and continued to write crime novels for years and years. And as I got into the younger reader segment, I came to find that the emails that were coming through our website, RidleyPearson.com, were all about the kids finding a place for themselves, finding a group of people they could trust and love, and it still carries on. I just got back from doing a signing in Walt Disney World, and then the next day I did a signing in Disneyland, and here I am dealing with now 30-year-olds who have read the entire series, and they're telling me these just heartwarming stories about how the books helped them get through middle school, helped them get through high school, are still helping them today, and it's just unexpected. You know, that's something you don't get when you write crime novels. And
yeah.
It's been a terrific joy and a reward, a payment for all the hard work. These books are hard work. I typically write 4 to 5 drafts of every book, so I've written 1,000 or 1,500 pages to get a 200-page book out, and to get that kind of reward is really meaningful.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversation Daily News. But I'll see you tomorrow to wrap up this week and to welcome in the month of March. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.